The habitual hangover? What is that all about? Hello, gals, and welcome to Sober CEO. It's Friday, Sober CEO Day, which is a segment inside of the Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious 40-plus Women, where we help you drop the wine, trust yourself again, and run your life like you mean it in business, health, and everything in between. That's what we're here for. It's a tall order, gals, but we can handle it. Today's a big day. It's June 20th, the 20th of June, and just a few hours from now, I'm hosting the first session of three sessions in the Unstuck Intensive. The Unstuck Intensive. I've been talking to you about this all week. This is huge. It's a three-day event. We meet each day live on Zoom. Nothing's recorded. Well, until afterwards. I'm showing up live, and so are you. And this is for women who are done, so done, you're overdone, you're well done. I mean, seriously, how long do we hang on to this nonsense? I'm meeting with women this weekend who are serious about getting started for real. And if that's you, I sure hope you've signed up. The link is in the show notes. Just tap it, let me know you're coming, and we'll get started. So that's happening today, June 20th, tomorrow, the 21st. We're wrapping it up on Sunday, the 22nd. I have an amazing foundation for you that we're going to lay for your sobriety. And this entire episode is about that, exactly about what we're going to do. And not only that, why we want to do it now. I have a story for you, gals. This is my story I'm telling. And I want you to know this is a personal reflection on the version of me who would have said yes sooner. The version of me who would have said yes sooner if I had permission, safety, and even the language for it. So let me back up. Oh, gals, this one really, it gives me the kind of shivers and the willies when I go back and think about those days, those weeks, those months of deep, deep, intense loneliness, isolation, and fear, and despair. That's the word. Despair is the word, because when you start, you try it for days, then you try for weeks, then for months, and then years go by, and then, hello, decades, and you fail. What else is there at that point but despair? And near the end of my drinking in my early 50s, I was in despair. And yet, I had to get up every day, show up at the college. I'm a college professor. Do the thing, right? Do the thing you do and show up at the meetings, the faculty meetings, teach the students, go to my office, meet with the students, do the thing, come home, be the woman, keep up appearances, hold it all together, pretend like it's all working. You know the thing? It's called our lives that we've created for ourselves, we've built for ourselves, the successful lives we've built for ourselves, because some part of us says, look, if I can just be successful enough, I won't need the wine. I'll be okay. I'll be validated. And those thoughts don't necessarily come. In fact, I would say they don't come consciously. We're not consciously thinking that, but that's what's underneath it. I'll just try a little harder, do a little more, show up a little better, be better, do more, accomplish more, 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 more. And then I'll feel fulfilled. And then I won't need the wine. But instead, it led me farther and farther into a hole of drinking, despair, loneliness, isolation, and honestly, like just feeling like more than once, suicide crossed my mind. I'm telling you. And it's always the early morning. It lasts all day, but the early mornings are the hardest. Just opening the eyes. I'm not massively hungover. You know, I'm not sick physically from drinking. It's this internal despair. Open the eyes, become conscious, realize, okay, I'm doing this again. Here we go again. Another day like this. All I want is what you want, what all of us want. A life where we feel fulfilled, where we don't wake up in regret or despair or any of those emotions. We want to wake up in the morning and go, oh, another day. I get to live another day. Isn't that lovely? What will I do today? But that never happens. At least not for me near the end. I would say the last 4 or 5 years, in my late 40s, early 50s, that never happened. It was just endless despair. as my drinking increased, because guess what, gals? That's what it does. It starts getting more and more out of hand, and we start grasping at nothing. We're trying to grab onto air, smoke. It's just, there's nothing there to grab onto. And so we have yet another glass of wine. So those early mornings, I don't know, for me, it was, I guess I better jump out of bed as quickly as possible and start the day so I don't lay here and think about how I have nothing, nothing but emptiness in my life, no one to talk to. You know, I could speak to my husband about it, but he didn't understand. He tried. He wanted to. He's there. I'm open. I'm hearing you, but good luck. And we need that so desperately, want someone to talk to. Where are they? Where are they? I couldn't find them. I couldn't find her. I couldn't find the person, the help, the support. And believe me, I tried. I tried and tried. I went to the doctor, I went to the counselor, I went to the therapist, I went to the meetings they kept trying to send me to. I gave up on that, to be honest, fairly early, but I was willing because I was so desperate. I don't like that word, but there it is, desperate. So near the end, we look around and we think, what? I don't understand how my life got to be like this. How did my life become this when I've done nothing but try hard, work hard, show up, do my best, be the best I know how to be, and I end up here grasping at literally air. Gals, what we need in that moment is someone who knows how we feel. And that's why, I'll tell you right now, that's why after a couple of years of sobriety, I started waking up and I went, I'm creating something for women like me. There was nowhere for me to go. The loneliness was unbearable, the isolation unbearable. And that's why I turned on this microphone in 2023, having no idea how to be a podcaster. And I flipped the switch on social media and said, okay, gals, I'm here if you need me. I didn't know how to do any of that. I was still at the college risking my career because I was putting it out there. I didn't know yet that I would give up that career to do this full time. I didn't know. All I knew was, you know what? Screw that. I'm showing up and we'll see what happens. And here's what happened. You started showing up. You started hearing me and going, oh my God, I'm not alone. This is amazing. And here we are, 2 years later for the podcast, 4 years later for the coaching. Here we are, and it's growing and growing. And I want you to know more and more of you are showing up, and that's helping me evolve how I help you. Because every time I speak to you, I learn more and more about you and what you need. But none of it surprises me. It's all my lived experience. There's almost nothing you say that I go, oh, gee, that never happened. It happened. I mean, our lives are, it's so amazing. We have these incredible, unique lives, but this area of our lives are so similar. And to walk into a space and realize, oh my God, every woman here knows how I feel, is unbelievable. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. And that, my dears, is what I want for you. If any of this that I have said in the last few minutes has resonated with you, then all I can say is come and join me in a few hours from now at 11 a.m. Pacific today, June 20th. I'm going live in Zoom with those of you who have tapped that link. We're going to do the Unstuck Intensive together this weekend, 3 days together. We're also in a Telegram group, so it's not just 1 hour a day, but ongoing support for 3 days. I'm going to give you the initial steps you need to take. I'm going to let you share the reflections you have. And my goal over the next 3 days is nothing less than getting as many of you as possible started. But at the very least, I want you to feel what it feels like to be in a room with others who know how you feel. That's what I want you to feel. To sit there in that Zoom with me today and go, okay, look around the room. And as we go through that hour or 90 minutes together, when you start hearing and feeling the energy of the other women in the room, something's going to break for you inside. Something's going to crack open, dears, and everything's going to shift. And if this hit home, then don't overthink it. Join me today, 11 a.m. Pacific. It's time. The Zoom room is ready. The women are showing up. The link is in the show notes. I'll see you there. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back tomorrow so we can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.